Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books, entitled Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my upcoming release of my third novel, my third book, entitled I Am an Angelic Walk-In. They are based on my two near-death experiences and recollections of our licensed spirit. And these books help us to reconnect and remember our divine, eternal natures. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I am very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on this number, 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that angelic advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, once again, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to the first day of March. Happy March to everyone. Thank you so much, whether you're listening on the computer, by phone, or perhaps you are listening to my archived weekly shows, now that number over 4 years worth, and they are all archived on the Blog Talk Radio site. All you need to do is go to Angel Healing House Radio, scroll down to the bottom, and then you'll see all the different topics come up for those weekly shows. Now, I want to start the program today with last year, July 2015, I brought out my remarkable channeled novel, which is entitled One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And that book took readers on a journey of remembrance as they not only followed Ariel, the heroine's journey to enlightenment, but so many readers have told me that they felt an awakening while reading this inspiring adventure, that they began to energetically awaken and reconnect to their own journey from their true home in spirit to going through the reincarnation process and returning back across the veil. In other words, they remembered their own journey in spirit. This revealing and moving novel was based on my five most important lives as an Egyptian princess, a healer in 14th century Scotland, living the life of a courtesan in Venice, Italy, to experience the horrific life of a captured young African-American slave and taking to work the tobacco fields in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and also my life as a member of the Native American Lakota tribe. Ariel learns her lesson so well and enlightens to become an angel. Angel Ariel, in service to God. When this novel ends, we see Angel Ariel reuniting with her twin flame, Kael, and looking forward to the next part of her journey. And I am so proud, listeners, to share with you all that the sequel to One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness is being released and published in the spring of 2016. And this novel is entitled I Am an Angelic Walk-In. This sequel is the autobiographical story of how Angel Ariel went from being a spiritual teacher in heaven to being asked by the Etheric Council if she would incarnate just one more time to help the world ascend in consciousness and bring greater light to the world. She agrees, and because her mission is so important, she does not have to be born as a baby and spend all that time growing up, but she can contract with a human soul who desperately wishes to end their human contract early to take over their life and allow that former soul to return to God with honors and be released from their life of pain and suffering. Again, this is my true story, autobiographical, of how that former soul in the body of Claire Candy chose to walk out of her incarnation, and how I, Angel Ariel, the angel in the body now, walked into Claire Candy's body on January 11th, 2003. With this new novel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, not being released until spring of 2016, I'm offering it to be pre-ordered and prepaid by calling Angel Healing House after the show. And that number you can call into after the show is 831-277-3716. And once again, that's to pre-order and prepay for that my revealing, amazing novel, What I Am, an Angelic Walk-In. Now, in honor of my new novel, I'm in Angelic Walk-ins, I'm dedicating this whole month of March on Angel Healing House Radio to the subject of walk-ins and all things angelic. I see that we have several callers on the line. I'll answer them in this order so far. 630, you will be first. 415, you will be next. And 971, you will be next. But if you're a regular listener, you know I like to take about 20 minutes or so to talk about our topic today. And the Posse of Angels and I proudly want to talk about I Am an Angelic Walk-In. You know, listeners, 12 years ago, I had never heard the term walk-in. I certainly didn't know the meaning of that word. 12 years ago, I was not particularly spiritual. I had balked at religious participation as a child, and I purely went through the motions and was forced to participate in anything that had any connection to do with religion. 12 years ago, I was experiencing one of the darkest periods of my life. In fact, up until 2003, I had lived 47 years basically reacting to life as a victim, generally feeling unfulfilled, empty, and questioning as to why I was ever born. I had tried to commit suicide twice, with wasting away from anorexia, and asked God continually to make my life end. Well, I asked this in my unconscious state. That was all to change in January of 2003 when I went through an incredible life-changing transformation. Now, 3 months after experiencing the characteristics that accompanied this life change, I was divinely led to the people and the information that explained to me that I had what is called a walk-in experience. In this way, I didn't read about walk-ins and then start to emulate and exhibit the characteristics. I lived the transformation first, experienced the characteristics, and found out the title and information about this much later on. There are several different kinds of walk-in experiences, and mine was an angelic walk-in, as Angel Ariel now is housed in this physical vehicle, and the walk-in happened on Saturday, January 11th of 2003. You know, listeners, it's very important to realize that every soul who incarnates in human form writes the contract of their life, and they choose when they will exit their incarnation. In this way, nobody dies too early and nobody dies too late. Walk-ins occur when a soul on the earth plane becomes so deeply saddened and disillusioned by their human experience that they unconsciously ask to exit and to be released early from their earthly contract. This strong desire to end their physical life early may have resulted in sustained mental and emotional depression, trauma, and suicidal desires. Case, the person is so exhausted by the continual emotional abuse that they endured that they simply want to exit in order to stop the constant pain and the constant suffering. A person may be so shut off on a conscious level that they never share their pain and torment with another human. Yet, their soul or higher self is more than willing to seek help. With humans being continually protected and guided and watched over by angels and spirit guides, our non-physical guardians constantly monitor how human beings are coping on the earth plane. Because they can't interfere with free will, sometimes they look on helplessly as some humans slip further and further away from the light of the divine connection, and they get lost in the darkness. With humans being continually protected and guided and watched over, they okay, when the human soul has shown no inclination to gain control or empower their lives, and they continually ask on that unconscious level to exit their contract, an awakened, spiritually advanced soul who is across the veil would start and initiate a dialogue on an unconscious level with them. You know, many times this happens in a person's sleep state. In this conversation, they would present the possibility of the human soul giving up their incarnation with full permission in order for another soul to walk in and take over their physical body and take over their life. This is a contract between two souls, and it is solely dependent on the free will choice of the human's higher self. As a result of their advanced spiritual enlightenment, the walk-in has actually earned, they have earned the right to ask humans who are in deep pain and suffering if they would like to be released from their earthly contract. Now, this is because walk-ins have such an important role to play in the raising of the consciousness of Earth that they can bypass the usual process of coming through a baby's body at birth. In this way, they don't have to wait to grow up, but they can be effective immediately in being of service to humanity and holding the light. The spiritually advanced soul across the veil would address the deeply saddened earth soul in their sleep, and they might initiate a conversation like this. Instead of committing suicide and wasting the body that you're in now, you can be of service to the light and allow me to help you. In so doing, you can go home to God in heaven and end your pain and suffering. The walk-in would make it very clear to the human soul that there actually is no shame or failure in not having completed their contract. The most important part of it is that they tried. In addition, the walk-in explains that they will accept the full responsibility for the human soul's life. The reason that everything will be followed precisely is because the walk-in retains the complete memory imprint of that previous soul. Much like a computer chip, the former soul's brain retains every minute detail and information that they experienced in their life. But what they don't acquire is the deeply sad and tormented emotional imprint that goes along with the previous soul's life. In fact, the walk-in brings a crystal clear ability to solve long-standing, often insurmountable emotional problems that were left behind by the former soul. Now, this is tantamount for the walk-in to bring all aspects of the former soul's life into alignment in order for them to be able to create a brand new life. If they were saddled with the same unresolved emotional sadness of the walkout soul, it would stop the walk-in from doing their important work. Now, usually the souls will spend a lot of time discussing their possible exchange, and in some cases, it could take years. When the walk-in and the soul are in full agreement, an intersection episode will be planned for the exchange to take place. Now, walk-ins can occur as a result of a serious illness, during a surgery, an accident, a near-death experience, or perhaps during a deep sleep or meditation. Now, once the exchange of souls is complete, the new soul wakes up and has absolutely no recollection of the walk-in experience. And the reason for this is that the process is blocked because that is what happens when one returns from a higher dimensional reality where there is no measure of time and they come back to the denser aspects of the physical dimension. Now, the new inhabitant does not even know the term walk-in. And although you can't remember what's happened to you, what you do know is that everything is different and it feels like you're living the wrong life. The reason that there have been increased numbers of walk-ins, specifically in the last 20 years, was because of the utmost importance for each individual to hold as much light as possible for the ascension of the planet. This increased light helps to transmute and transform negativity on the planet and to shift humanity's consciousness and increase unity, peace, and love in the world. The most difficult aspect that I had after I walked in, being presented with the former soul's life, which was filled with dishonoring situations and negative people. Many of them held this negative energy because the former soul, who was in such deep emotional trauma, pain, and suffering, attracted similar like energies to herself. I quickly extricated myself from many of them, as I now carried a positive, joy-filled energy that was much lighter, and I did not resonate with them anymore. Others, like my family, did not know what had happened to me, but they saw a tremendous difference now that I was happy, peaceful, empowered, and independent, where previously they saw just the opposite of these things. In addition, my taste in food and clothing and music changed, with completely different attitudes, perceptions, personality, and characteristics. Many walk-ins struggle to identify with the personality that they've taken over. This is because they usually come in when the human soul's personality has been so emotionally damaged or the body has been physically unhealthy and compromised in some way. Walk-in souls also have the responsibility to learn how to live among other souls who are the original soul's soulmates, their friends, family members, neighbors, and co-workers. Now, there are many who may be listening to this program who may think, I'd love to stop the pain and suffering in my life. Why don't I just ask God to have a walk-in experience and be released from my contract? And the Posse of Angels wish to reiterate and to make it very clear that a person on the earth plane would not consciously ask to be taken out of their contract by having a walk-in experience. If the Posse of Angels saying if they are awakened enough to know what a walk-in is, then they are awakened enough to affect their lives and finish their earthly contract. You know, it's interesting. Just this past week, I heard from a former client, and he told me about a dream he had had in which he was standing before the Etheric Council in the Hall of Akashic Records. And he said to them he wanted a new contract because the one he had was not working out for him. And smiling, the Etheric Council stood there, looked at him, and said, if you know who we are, the Etheric Council, and if you know about the Hall of Akashic Records, then you are enlightened and awakened enough to change your present situation and to be able to affect your contract. Request denied. Now, once I experienced my own angelic soul exchange, I found out who I was and why I had returned. I began to live a heaven on earth existence as I followed the voice of God and the signs and communication with my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. And my life now was one of complete devotion and service to God. And while not every walk-in contracts to be with their twin flame, 9 months after I walked in, I drew my beloved twin flame Pete to myself, and we married 12 years ago. Some of you may know that he asked me to marry him 5 days after we met. He wanted to ask me after 3, but he thought he would wait for 5. Now, if you are feeling estranged from your own being, or perhaps you're having difficulty relating to the people in your life, in theory, you could possibly have had a walk-in experience. If you feel that you might be a walk-in, here are a few questions to ask yourself. Okay, have you ever experienced a near-death experience? Have you ever attempted suicide and been injured in a horrific accident? Now, not all walk-ins would need to experience these things, but many of them have. Have the activities or hobbies, like different sports, or activities, or travel, or things that you were interested in before, have they that used to give you joy, have these things been replaced with different interests? Now, for instance, the former soul of Claire Candy was a much better artist and piano player than I am. I have her memory in print, and I could do these things if I wanted to, but I'm most interested in writing and devoted to channeling the books that I took on as my mission to bring forth while I am on the earth plane. And as I said, you know, my taste in music and food changed dramatically. Do you ever freak out when you look at yourself in the mirror or wonder who that person really is who is looking back at you? Now, once again, have your likes and dislikes changed in regard to food? For example, you might enjoy eating beets now when you used to hate them. For instance, the former Claire Candy was very predictable and set in her ways, and she did not try any new tastes at all. And yet I, Angel Ariel, love to try new foods and new experiences. Do you have trouble relating to your friends that you've known practically your whole life? As I mentioned, the walk-in needs to clean up the former soul's life and bring everything, including dishonoring people, into alignment before proceeding to step forward in their mission that they came back to do. Do other people in your life remark that you seem different to them, and do your family members ever feel like strangers to you? Again, these are just a few instances of what many walk-ins have experienced. Now, to learn more about walk-ins, I feature information on them in my last year released novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and the soon-to-be-released I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, if you'd like to order One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, or call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716 to pre-order, prepay for my next book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Before we speak more about walk-ins, let's go to the phone and see who is on the line. Just a reminder that if you would like to call in for the free angel advice, you can call into the show Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff. Call in on 646-716-6794. Let's go to our first caller, 415. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, hello. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bay Area.
From the Bay Area. And how have you been? Happy March 1st, by the way.
Yes, good. That was just my question about March. What do the angels see for me coming up in March? It looks kind of an open slate right now.
Okay, all right. Well, the reason, while I'm shuffling the cards, the reason why so many of us, and I know it's your reading, but they're saying so many of us feel like there's an open, feel like there's an open slate for us in March. It's almost like we had crossed dimensions. We did such a good job, particularly in the last 6 months, because it was hurry up for most of us, to dot those I's, cross those T's, get those projects finished, put our relationships into alignment, clean out our closets, whatever that was. We didn't quite figure out what we were doing it for, but we knew that it would lead to something. And March is the beginning of all of those somethings. So they're saying that you, and this is for you in particular, Catherine, you've done a very good job of bringing your world into alignment. Did you know that?
No, that's nice to hear. It hasn't felt like that, so I'm glad there are.
Okay.
Because, when you're in the middle, you don't see the results when you're in the middle of the tunnel. So I haven't seen it yet.
that's true. But they're saying that you don't give yourself enough credit for the remarkable.
Probably not. No,
you don't. And so you might just take out some time to, and if you don't take yourself on vacation, you might just have a staycation. You might just take some time out. And the intention is, I am so freaking happy about the journey that I've been on, and I have done such a good job that I am going to revel and I'm going to give myself credit. You know, one of the one of my past YouTubes that I did, and also my radio program, was called "Give Yourself Some Credit." You know, give yourself credit, because we fail to do that. You know, we'll work on something, and as soon as it's done, we look to the future instead of sitting in that that space and that energy. So let's go to the cards and see is what's coming out for you. Okay. Shuffled enough. So let me see. All right. The first card coming out for you. I love it. First card is coming out is the Ten of Swords. This is not a pretty card to look at, but what they're showing me is a new horizon for you. This is a new horizon for you, particularly in, hold on, is it in it's a career? Is it relationships? It's a new horizon.
Yes.
What's that?
I said yes and yes.
Yes and yes. So they're saying it's like the Ten of Swords shows us this guy on the ground, and he's got ten swords.
I know the card.
Ten swords sticking in. One is actually sticking in his ear, but where is he looking? He's looking to the horizon, and they're saying that what you had intended in your heart will manifest for you, but they want you to keep taking your emphasis off of your expectation and your attachment as to how this is going to come in for you.
Okay.
Because that's almost going to restrict it. Have you interviewed for a new position?
Not yet. I'm just starting. I would rather work for myself is what I want.
Okay. But they're saying, if something is presented to you and it excites you, even though you can't figure it out, take the inspired action to that, because you might meet somebody there who actually is going to be beneficial to you, and who might actually you end up going in and starting a new business with.
Right.
Okay, so they're saying, please don't discount anything that makes your heart happy, makes you wiggle, gives you joy, and makes you want to step forward. Okay, next card that's coming up for you is the Page of Wands. Okay, I love this card. This is a fire card. This is a card of getting your message out, your creativity, your vision, out to a wider audience. Might I ask what you, if you had your wish come true, what you would wish to do as working for yourself?
Well, that's the issue, is it? I don't have it yet in a sentence.
I don't have it.
I don't have it in my mind yet exactly to say it one thing.
Okay, and the Posse of Angels are saying, how can you expect us to send you opportunities and connections for that which you are not certain of yourself?
Right. I know that, but I need help. I need help from them to help clarify.
Okay. So whatever that is which gives you joy, I mean, you know, whether that's doing you know, gardening or making apple pies or, you know, doing energy healing or doing intuitive counseling or whatever that is, they're saying to pursue that, and then opportunities and connections will be presented to you. But it is we that need to, because we live in a co-creative universe, it is
right.
we that need to take inspired action, first of all. Okay, let me just ask you this, Catherine. If there were no obstacles, if you did have all the money in the world, if you, you know, you...
I know that question. I've asked myself. Everyone asks that question, and it doesn't work.
And the only person who can answer that is you. And a lot of times, I'm not making light of it, because a lot of people do have difficulty with that question. And a lot of times, when I ask people this, I ask them to go back to their childhood, you know, because in their childhood they love doing something. And when we get older, we block ourselves from even considering doing that, because we say, how am I going to make that into a career, or how am I going to make any money doing that? And that is not why we are being led to do that. We are being led to do that for that abundant feeling, and then we will draw more abundance to ourselves. So I guess this card, the Page of Wands, came out for you to consider how you're going to discover and reveal that wonderful thing inside of you, that when you do it, you lose all track of time. You probably would do it even if you weren't getting paid. It's that serving yourself, and then it goes out into the world to serve others. And the next card you have is the only wish card in the deck. It's out of 78 cards, and it's a wish card. What do you wish for?
The Nine of Hearts?
Yes.
The
Nine of Cups. It is good. So they're saying that your wishes are coming true. It's just that they want you to put more emphasis or more concentrated effort into your intentions. What do I want my life to look like? And the joy for doing that. Because you know what? There are no right or wrong answers. There's just that which makes us happy. And then because we live in a gracious universe, the universe desires what we desire. And they told me to pull one more card. And this is the Strength card, major arcana card here, is the Strength card. And it's telling you just to be true to yourself, to be authentic, and to step forth and share your gifts and talents with the world, whatever that is. So I hope this has been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you. That was great.
Okay, take care. Lots of love.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for that, Catherine. And those words go for all of us. You know, it's not just Catherine who is feeling like she has a clean slate in March. I would like everyone listening to Angel Healing House Radio to give themselves more credit as to how much they have brought their lives into alignment, brought their thoughts, the words they use, and the feelings in their heart to be the vibration of love and unity and acceptance and peace, to maybe perhaps brought your diet back into alignment, you know, cleaned up, you know, by stopping eating, you know, things with pesticides and toxins in them and artificial ingredients. Maybe you've brought your relationships, your love relationships, your family relationships back into alignment. And all of the things, and probably most importantly, the alignment with the love of yourself. And each of us could use more time to give ourselves credit for the amazing, amazing journey of ascension and consciousness that we have all been on. Just a moment, I'll take the next caller. If you would like an angel reading and some intuitive guidance with myself and the Posse of Angels, you can call into the show on 646-716-6607. 7794. Let's go to our next caller, 971. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Holly.
Did you say Holly?
Yes, I did.
Okay, where are you calling from, Holly?
Oregon.
Oregon. And how have you been feeling with this new month of March coming up?
I'm not too good about it. I'm not too good with this year, actually. But March has me in a bummer.
Okay. So why are you not why do you think you're not feeling so good about your situation that you're in now?
Well, I'm confused. Mark and I, we just keep going back and forth, and he calls it quits, but 2 days before, you know, everything will be great, and then, you know, just all of a sudden, you know, it's over, and then, you know, we get back together, and, you know, I'm the love of his life 1 minute, and then, you know, he does the dishes and decides, you know, that we need space, and I'm so confused. Like, I'm hurt, I'm embarrassed, I'm confused. And, okay, you know, what is it going to take to work all this out?
Okay, all right. Well, what it's going to take to work this out is you considering your being honored and respected for who you are. Because the current situation is not honoring and it's not respectful for you. Okay?
Okay.
If you want, if you desire someone in your life who is going to be loyal, steadfast, trustworthy, reliable, somebody you can count on, somebody who will support you, somebody who will allow yourself to be who you are, and there's no game playing, there's no, you know, coming back together and then ripping the rug from out under you. If this is what you truly wish for, then by accepting this kind of behavior, you're showing the universe that you are willing to compromise and settle for something that you don't want. And if there's one thing that I know about the universe, and when we show the universe how we're going to compromise and settle, they will send us more things that we need to compromise and more reasons that we will feel like we are settling our hearts for something that we don't want. I think it would be a wise idea, and the Pocket Angels are nodding along with this, if you were to sit down with your boyfriend, your husband?
Boyfriend.
Okay. If you would sit down with your boyfriend and you would make make a list of things that you don't feel like you are being honored in this relationship. And you're going, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody who will be there for me. I'm looking for somebody who will be steadfast and somebody who I can rely on. Somebody, and they can rely on me too. It's not just a one-way street. And for you to spell this out to him and say, I would like to try to make this relationship end, but I cannot and I will not allow myself to be torn back and forth anymore. So the ball is in your court now. And there's a new game. And the new game is I will be honored and respected for the kind of relationship that I wish for. Spelling this out to him, a few things might happen. One is he'll say, I never realized that before. And then he will then start to honor you and respect your wishes. Okay, just like you would honor and respect his wishes. Okay. The second thing that could happen, Holly, is that he says, no, I'm not going to do any of that, and he walks. And if he walks, it means that he doesn't want to honor and respect your wishes. And And then if you're strong enough and brave enough, then you're brave enough to understand that if he does walk away, then by you being strong and sticking to what that is that you love and wish for, then the universe, then you will draw to yourself somebody who is those characteristics. Now, I would actually get a piece of paper, and I would write, thank you, God, for a beautiful relationship, a relationship in which I am honored, respected. You know, my partner, my boyfriend or husband is reliable, responsible, trustworthy, you know, loving, supportive, all of those things. Because how in goodness sake can the universe send us something when we haven't set the intention of what it is that we so richly would love to have in our life? And then sit with this 10 minutes every day and just feel in your heart that God and the angels are working on bringing this beautiful relationship to yourself. As long as you honor yourself, the universe then honors you. Let's go to the card and see what comes out for our lovely Holly.
Does he really love me?
I'm sure he does. And this is a soulmate relationship. Soulmate relationships come in with a great deal of contrast, with a great deal of agitation and irritation to push our buttons. And in this case, he is a great spiritual teacher for you because he's teaching you how to honor yourself. You might not be able to see it, but he loves you more than you can possibly ever imagine, and that's why he's presenting this contrast to you. Let's go to the cards and see. Oh, perfect. Three of Swords. There is a heart with three swords stuck in it. This is a card of releasing that which is causing your heart to hurt. This card is the most telling card in the deck that you could have chosen for the first card, saying, in order to experience a beloved relationship, you have to be able to be strong enough to release that which is not giving you joy and is not honoring to you. The second card is, once you do that, the Six of Wands comes in, which is the Triumph card, which is the card of you being recognized as a worthy and deserving of a higher love. And then that love comes in for you. And then the Nine of Pentacles, which is the beautiful lady, abundant, luxurious, and experiencing that abundance of richness inside of her, is sitting in her garden. So I can't spell this out enough. When we honor and respect ourselves and we don't compromise and settle for less, then and only then will we experience it in our reality. I hope that's been helpful for you, Holly. I've got to take the next caller.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that goes for all of us. By honoring ourselves, then the universe honors us. Okay? I can see it very clearly in my life that when I started to honor and respect myself, then it showed up in my reality in all different kinds of ways. Let's go to our next caller, 917. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Ashiel from New York. How are you?
It's lovely, Ashiel. Happy March.
Thank you. Same to you. Congratulations.
Happy March. What's your question for the Party of Angels?
I don't really have a question. I just want to see what they say. What I can say is... I'm more optimistic than I've ever been in my life right now. And I am finally surrendered, and I'm finally able to follow the angel's guidance, which is something I couldn't do before. So I'm just going, doing what they asked me to do. And just don't expect anything that's going to work out. Just follow them and just do what they asked me to do. And that's why I'm doing it. Because every day I get messages now.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, when we stop telling them what should happen and what should do, what and pleading and begging and crying for things to work out the way that we expect, then we open ourselves for those miracles and synchronicities to so easily and gracefully happen in our lives. It's amazing once you get to that stage, and then every moment is like a treasure hunt, which you're on,
yeah.
And you're just like swept away in looking for those signs and taking inspired action to them. Let's draw three cards for our lovely Ashiel. And I've seen your arc over the last 2 or 3 years, and
yeah.
and you give yourself lots of credit, Ashiel, for the wonderful journey that you of enlightenment that you've been on. Let's go to January, February, March. Something about April. Okay, they're saying that something's going to be presented to you in March. And what this one of our callers said, she feels like there's a clean slate in front of her. And then something is going to come along for you in March. They're not saying what that is because they're going hee 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 and they're laughing behind their hands and saying that they want the shield to be surprised. But they're saying that something is going to be presented to you in March, and it's like then in April, the hand of God is going to gift you something as a result of this. It's like a gift from God, and you'll see it by April. The first inklings and the first writing on that clean slate of yours in March is going to happen, and then you'll see it unfold, and then you'll see the great gift as a result of it. In April. And what this is going to do is then it's going to bring about the next card, which is the Three of Pentacles. It's you being financially remunerated for either your gifts or your talents or your abilities. And it may be in a way that you didn't entertain before. You know, it's going to come in a different way.
Yeah, but you tell me that, actually. Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And it's going to go, once you're presented with this, you're going to go, oh, my gosh, I never thought about doing that, but that's perfect for my gifts and my talents. And the next card, oh, my gosh, is the King of Pentacles, which is, you know, it's the epitome of somebody who knows his craft, and is being, again, financially remunerated for what he does. This could also be just somebody that you're going to be meeting that's going to be play a very important role in this new business opportunity or endeavor or something that you're going to be doing. And they told me to pull one more card, and it's the Ace of Pentacles. So they're saying this is going to be your slate in March going in end April is going to be a new business, a new beginning in an opportunity for you to be able to bring money in. And it's something which you're going to absolutely love doing.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's true. Yeah. Wow. I'm just happy to hear that because they did actually what you said. They did tell me that too. Yeah. And, The only thing, you know, that's it. It's going to be something that I never expected, and it's going to turn out that a way that I never expected it to. So I just have to have faith, be patient, and just trust them, and that's what I do.
Yeah, it's going to turn out much better than you ever thought possible. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Extremely. Thank you so much, as usual. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Have a lovely day.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Ashiel. And we've only got about five and a half minutes, a little bit more minutes to go. So let's go to the tarot cards and let's pick out three cards as a general message for the month of March that we can all take with us and see what messages, general messages, will be most helpful for us as we go into this. For many of us, this long-awaited clean slate of March, you know, clean slate in that we know something is coming, but we don't quite know what that is yet. and we're getting very excited about it, even though we don't know what it is. So let's go to the cards and see what the first card comes out for us all is the World card. Oh, my gosh, I love this. So the World card is it's about ending, and it's also about new beginnings. It's coming full circle because of the foundation and everything that we've done before. Now we get to take what all of that we've built on, bringing our lives into alignment, doing what we love doing, and then going into, from March onwards, the universe presenting us with those things we've intended in our hearts. And like Ashiel's message, and we can all take a note out of his page, is that please let go of expectations and attachments as to how the universe must give to us and how it must come in. The next card that comes out for all of us is the High Priestess card. Now, the High Priestess card is about being a spiritual teacher, but it's also about things, secrets being revealed, things being revealed to us. And in this case, the posse of angels are saying, yes, things will be revealed to us, how we need to step forward. And our next card that's coming out is the Ten of Cups. And we've got a one card at the base here, which, again, we've got a card at the top, which denotes new beginnings, and a card, which is the Happily Ever After card. Just as long as we allow ourselves to be divinely led by those angel signs and inspired to take that inspired action and to step forward on our own. Wonderful, wonderful things are in store for so, so many of us that are allowing ourselves to let go and to be divinely led. And that just about wraps up the show for today. I'd like to thank all my callers, all my listeners. Thank you so much for following Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you to all those listening to this archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio is every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you would like to prepay for my new novel, the sequel to One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, that will be coming out in the spring of 2016, you can call Angel Healing House to prepay and pre-order that book. I am an angelic walk-in. You can call 831-277-3716. Or you can book your own angel reading, individualized hour-and-a-half reading on 831-277-3716. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your absolutely beautiful, radiant light to shine forth and to go out, go forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with everyone again next week and finding out more about how March is going to play out for all of us. I can tell you that I'm getting very, very excited. I'm not putting any expectation and attachment on what's coming, but the posse of angels are doing a little bit of a dance, a celebratory dance on how we created that foundation to bring us to this point of synchronicities, magic, and miracles occurring for us. So once again, love and angel blessings. I'll talk with you again next week. Bye.
Thank you.